Thank the Lord for the song this morning. Could I encourage you to just hold on? If you're in a battle this morning or you're struggling spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially, don't give up. Don't give up, but just hold on, because the Lord knows exactly where you're at, and He is the best equipped of anyone to help us in time of trouble. So just hold on a little bit longer, and you say, well, how long is that? I've already been holding on a long time. Just hold on a little bit more, because the Lord's going to come through. If you will turn with me to the book of Acts, in the third chapter, the message the Lord gave me to share for this morning is entitled, Rise Up. Now, we stood up this morning already. It was time for the offering. We stood up. We had to get up from the place of sitting. We got up from a low place and we stood up. We got to a higher position. There are areas in life the Lord is wanting us to rise up this morning. So let's begin reading with Acts, the third chapter and the first verse. It said, Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain lame man from his mother's womb was carried. So this wasn't a man that was able to go limping somewhere to beg for money. He had to be carried. And they lay daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. And so here's this man that had been lame from the time of birth. He had never known what it was like to walk. And he had always had to be carried. And so he had some people that would carry him to his spot, as it were, every day to ask people to give him help, to give him some money, to buy some food, to get through the day. And when he saw Peter and John about to go in the temple, asking alms. And I'm sure all of you have been in places, maybe going into a store, going to a place of business, or maybe coming to a stoplight. And there's someone on the corner, and they're there to ask money. Now, this man truly had need. This man truly had need. But have you ever diverted your eyes? You come up to the corner, you get real busy looking at something because they're right there about at your window. And you divert your eyes, and all of a sudden, you've got lots of things to look at. So you don't have to look at the person that's there wanting something from you. Peter and John came in, and this man looked at them, and he looked, and he was going to ask him. And you know, they did not avert their eyes. They did not avert their eyes. Peter fastening his eyes on them. Because the thing is, when you come to that stoplight, and there's someone standing there with their sign that asks for help, and they usually have a blessing to go with it. And they're right there because they want some help. Well, if you fasten your eyes on them, they're going to come to your window. Peter and John looked at him, and he fastened his eyes on him. He was not afraid to look at this man that was in need, and he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something of them. So I'm going to get something. They're going to give me some money because he's looking at me. He's showing me some attention. And then Peter said this, Silver and gold have I none. And you know, I wonder if that man's heart just kind of dropped. It's like, here I thought someone was going to give me some money, and he just right off said, I don't have any money to give you. But he had something better. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength, and he leaping stood and walked and entered into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. This is a man that had never walked before, and most people would have to learn how to walk. They would have to go through therapy. But when he, in the name of Jesus, there was power that flowed in his body, he was not only able to walk, he was able to go jumping and leaping and shouting because God had worked a miracle in his life. Well, to rise again, means what I told you earlier. It means to move from a lower position to a higher position. Folks, when the Lord tells us to get up or rise up, I would encourage you to get up. You see, he had to do something on his own. He had to believe that something was going to happen, because Peter put his hand out. Peter put his hand out, but he extended his hand and Peter said, rise up. In other words, you have to take some initiative. There are things that God wants to do in our lives this morning. There are some more miracles that God wants to perform. There are some victories that God wants to give to us spiritually, but we are going to have to rise up. We are going to have to, of our own, again, we're not talking mind over matter here. The only way he was able to stand up was because of the power of God, but he had to have a desire. He had to have a purpose. He had to accept that they're going to do work. God is going to work a miracle in my life, so I'm going to do what I can. And if it's nothing else, I'm going to put my hand out. I don't have any strength in my legs. I wonder how, if this man would not have done that, if he would have stayed there begging. Do you know the Lord does not want us to stay spiritual beggars this morning? The Lord wants to work some miracles. He wants to do some things in our lives that we can say, this is the way it's been ever since I was born. This is my personality. My dad was this way, my grandpa was this way, and I've got these problems in my life, and it's just the way that it is. Folks, Jesus came to change the way that things are. Jesus came to bring about a transformation of our lives, but we are going to have to rise up. We're going to have a desire to come to a higher plane than where we are. Is anybody completely satisfied with where you are spiritually? Does anybody have any spiritual needs this morning? Am I the only one? Do you realize that when we have spiritual needs, and we always will, there's nothing to feel bad, well, I've got some needs. We all have needs, but the Lord wants us to grow and prosper, and he wants to bring about changes in our life, but we have some responsibility that I will not accept that it always has to be this way. I'm going to rise up by the power of God. There was a story I heard recently. Her name was Jacqueline, and she was a preschool teacher, and she was at Disney World, and she got stuck in the turnstiles. She got stuck in it. She was 510 pounds, and she got stuck, and I'm sure she got a lot of looks and things, and when they got her free, she went, and they said she went into the restroom, and she just cried, and she made a decision. She made a decision, I'm going to start working on this. She lost 350 pounds. Do you know she had to rise up? I have to make a decision that I'm not going to stay in this place. She had to want it bad enough. How bad this morning do you want change in your life? How badly do you want it? Because you see, we can get up every morning and say, oh, today I want it to be different. But if I am not willing to make the changes that I can make, how do I expect God just to come in and miraculously do everything? Our dependency is on the Lord this morning. But the Lord gave us some things to do in our life. It's kind of like this. I remember, some of you remember Brother Austis, a few of you might. But I remember him talking about, there's a brother that had blood pressure problems, and he had a lot of health issues. And there was a time he ate almost a whole pecan pie. And then they have problems and call for prayer. And if I remember the story correctly, Brother Austis let him know. He was willing, he was open to pray for the man, but don't eat a pecan pie, and you know it's going to cause you problems. You do what you know is going to cause you problems, and then you say, oh, I need the Lord's help. Are you doing what you can to help yourself? It was not scripture that says God helps them that helps themselves. That was Benjamin Franklin. I have found that God helps those that cannot help themselves. Understand? But yet, there is still a responsibility that we have to put our hand out in faith If I'm the one that's lame and I can't do anything, but when the Lord says, get up, I'm going to do something for you, I'm going to at least put my hand out and say, Lord, I'm going to do what I can, but I need your help. Let us not settle this morning for spiritual defeat. All of us have had areas in life that we felt defeated spiritually. If you feel that way, you are not alone. But the Lord does not want us to stay in a condition of defeat. He wants to elevate us. He wants us to rise up from where we are and bring about a change in our life. Arise. Over in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. The scripture says, arise and shine. For thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. What do we do when we see the light? When the Lord comes and talks to our heart and reveals things to us, are we going to stay at a lower place? The message of the prophet was, arise, get up, don't stay in the same place. The light of the Lord is here, the glory of the Lord has shone upon us. I am so thankful that we can have the presence of the Lord this morning, but what are we going to do with this presence? We can talk about the power of the Holy Spirit, but what are we going to do with the power of the Holy Spirit? When he comes along and I'm in a low place and the Lord says, arise, the glory of the Lord is here, I want to say, Lord, I'm going to get up. Any of you remember your parents coming in the early morning hours saying, it's time to get up? I remember we'd go wood cutting on Saturdays. Many times we would go out in the forest and go wood cutting. And Saturday morning, it seemed like that was supposed to be the day off. My dad would come in, flip that light on. I mean, there's a way to wake people up. I mean, it seemed like when you're a child. But he'd come in there and flip that light on. It's time to get up. It's time to get up. And it's like, it's, you know, give us a little bit of time to kind of get there. But when the light comes on, it's time to get up. But what do you do when it's time to get up, when the Lord says, arise? How many of you just roll over, turn the alarm clock off, and roll over? Leave me alone. Give me a little more time. Folks, when the Lord talks to us, is the time to get up. Because that's when he's extending his help. That's when he's extending his hand. The scripture says over in Ephesians chapter 5, it says, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead. Awake thou that sleepest. If there's anyone here this morning that is just feeling very spiritually asleep, it's time to get up. You don't have any assurance that you can get up tomorrow when you have life and you are not living like you ought to do. Now is our opportunity to get up. Don't say, we don't have to. Good news is we don't have to stay in bed spiritually. We don't have to stay asleep. The Lord wants to do something in our lives, and he's saying, get up, arise. One of my favorite scriptures, and I say one of because there's more, is the story of the prodigal son. You remember the prodigal son that thought it was so much better out in the world, and he left home thinking that he could have some fun out there with his friends, and they went out and had a good old time after the flesh, but after he spent all his money, he wasted his substance, which happens with sin. He found himself, his friends were gone because his money was gone. He was hungry and he ended up feeding swine. And he was there and he started thinking back to Father's house and how good it was. Do you remember what he said? Does anybody remember? There's a hint there, isn't there? I will arise. In other words, I don't have to stay in my sin. Why am I here in the pig pen? I'm going to get up. I will arise and go to my Father's house. More beautiful words and purpose, I don't know, have ever been said. I will arise. I don't have to stay here. There's something better down the road. God has something better for you this morning. If you can just open up your heart this morning, and I don't know where your low places are this morning, but if you can open up your hearts to the Spirit of the Lord, he wants to come, and he's saying, get up. Arise, make that decision that, Lord, I want everything you have for me. And he made the decision, I will arise and go to my father's house. And when he got up, you know where his father was. He was there waiting for him with his arms outstretched, looking down the road, where is my son? This morning, if you are in a low place, the Lord is looking for you. He's waiting for you to get up. He's saying arise, and he's going to be there to minister to the needs that you have, to rise from sin. There's a passage of Scripture, many of you could probably quote it in the 24th Proverb. Proverbs 24, verse 16. And it is a very often misunderstood Scripture. It says this, "For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief." That particular passage was not talking about if you're righteous, you're going to keep falling into sin, but you're going to keep getting up. That's really not what the words mean in the Hebrew here. What the Scripture is saying is, when it says, though a just man fall, it's not speaking of sin, but it's speaking of calamities and difficult times and tough places in life. You say, because we're saved and loved God does not mean we are exempt from difficult things of life. It rains on the just and the unjust. There's difficult things. We're going to face sicknesses. We're going to face financial problems. We're going to face family problems. There's things that happen in life. But the Scripture said, though a just man fall seven times, he shall arise again. He's not going to stay down. When troubles come and it looks like, the devil's got them this time, they're down. They've been hit hard this time. The just man is going to stand up again. Why? Because his faith is fixed in God. This morning, when you go through difficult times, I want to encourage you to fix your eyes on the Lord and don't lose your faith. Get up again. It's not over yet. We sing the song, "I know in whom I have believed." I know in whom I believe this morning. So when I'm feeling down and when I am down, and it seems like that life has just conspired against me. Has anyone here ever felt like that? It just felt like life conspired against you. It seems like about the time you go through physical problems, then the financial problems are going to hit. And then there's going to be some people problems. And then there's going to be some personal struggles. And it just seems like what's going on. And yet, I know in whom I have believed this morning. God is bigger than your troubles this morning. Keep your faith fixed. And though the enemy may say, I think I got him this time. No, though a just man falls seven times, he will get back up. He riseth again, thank the Lord. Whatever thy hand findeth to do, do it with what? Do it with all thy might. Whatever thy hand findeth to do. So when we speak about rise up, what about jobs, school, relationships? Are there areas in life, very practical issues of life, that maybe you have fallen into complacency? Fallen into a state of complacency and just settling with the status quo at a low place? With people's jobs, that's when someone just does the minimum to get by. Just does the minimum to get by without really giving it their all. Do you know there's a time to rise up? Give it your all. Give it your best effort. What about in schoolwork? I've told my children ever since they were little, it's like you don't have to always get A's. However, if you don't, I want to know that you are giving it your best. You know what I'm saying? So we weren't those high-pressured parents that if you don't get this, you're going to... We didn't do that. But I wanted to know that my children were giving it their best. You apply yourself and you study and you do what you can and then whatever comes from it, we'll be happy with that. But when you find children and young people who in life are getting complacent with their schoolwork, that is a really bad character flaw that parents should not allow to develop. When we have a job to do, we need to do it with everything that we have. And there are times as parents, we need to tell our children, you need to rise up. It's time to move up from where you have been and apply yourself. What about marriages? The request came in this morning for broken homes. What about homes that maybe aren't broken, but the enemy is working that way? Thank you. What about homes where the enemy is working in a relationship? Is there anyone here that's been married for any length of time that hasn't ever had any struggles? I mean, has it always been just a cakewalk? You say, no, we have not had one adjustment to make. We've been married 30, I better get it right, we're almost 32 years. Do you know that there are some adjustments? Do you know it's like anything else? There are times it just seems like, I think it's the beautiful, the sun is out. And then there are times that you go through that, you know, there's a few clouds that come maybe away. But guess what? You just hold on. You don't give up and say, well, it's a little cloudy in the relationship thing. It just seems like that things aren't clicking along quite as smoothly as they did. It's not time to give up. It's not time to give in and throw your hands up. I want to encourage you married folks, rise up. Rise up. Say the Lord can bless our marriage. The Lord can bless our home. Lord, what would you have me to do? Not what would you have her to do. What would you have me to do, Lord? But I'm going to stand up. I'm going to rise up. And I don't want to stay down, but I want to be elevated. I believe God wants to bless marriages this morning. God created marriage. It was a blessed union. The world has polluted it and defiled it and undermined it. But the Lord wants to bless marriages this morning. But it takes us rising up, saying, Lord, if I have a need in my life, I don't want things to go downhill here. Lord, I want to rise up and I want your blessings on my life. So how can we do this? It's by faith in God this morning. Place your faith in Him. Do you remember the story about when Paul was on the road to Damascus and he had a revelation of Jesus Christ? Remember when the light was so bright that Paul fell down, Saul, he fell down? Do you remember what the Lord told him? Rise and stand on thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for a purpose. Get up. Don't stay down. I've seen the light. I've fallen down. And the Lord comes along and says, arise. You know, this is another place people need to stand up when the Lord gives you a call. When the Lord gives you a job to do, He's given you responsibility, He's given you something to do, and He says, I want you to stand up and say, but Lord, I'm just going to pray about it. And people pray and pray and pray, and they pray themselves right outside of the will of God. I'm not telling you not to pray. Please don't misunderstand me. But there are times that it's time to stop praying and time to start doing. You understand what I'm saying? Because sometimes people just would rather be lazy spiritually and say, well, I'm praying about it. I remember seeing someone came one time. I said, well, what are you doing? I didn't know him. I said, what are you doing? Well, and they had visions of transforming the world, seriously, spiritually. And I was like, oh, really? And it was like they were being a little critical about what different people were doing, the work of God. And I said, so what are you doing then? I'm still in a time of praying. I appreciate there is a time of praying, but there is a time to rise up and stand on your feet because God has called you to a purpose. So stand up and pray. You understand what I'm saying? There is a time to stand up and go do what God called you to do. Keep praying while you're doing it. But don't use prayer as an excuse when the Lord gives you a call. Rise up on thy feet. And so Philippians 4:13 says, I can do what? I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. So are there areas that maybe are a little bit low this morning? Maybe some places you've settled and some things kind of down here. And the Lord's saying, I want you to rise up. And you say, I don't know how I can. And the Lord said, I know that. That's why you need me. That's why we need the Lord this morning. But let's do our job. Let's do our part, and let's rise up. Let's rise up. Seek those things that are where? Above. Seek those things that are above, not on things of the earth. How spiritually? And we'll be done here in a few minutes. How are we doing spiritually? Is that a fair question? How are you doing? The scripture says, seek the things that are above, not on things of the earth. Too many people are seeking the things of the earth. So what's the answer? Rise up. Rise up. I need to elevate my sights. And maybe I feel like I've been here spiritually, and the Lord's saying, rise up. Can we do better this morning? Is there anybody here that has some spiritual areas that you could do better? Are we just going to accept and say this is the way it is? Or will you be willing to say, Lord, I'm going to rise up. I'm going to step up, Lord, because I want to seek you in the things that are above. I want to apply myself. So last scripture over in Psalms, verse 20, verse 7, chapter 20, verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen. In other words, those that are putting their trust in horses and chariots and in earthly things, it said they're fallen. But we are risen and stand upright. So it's up to you what you'll do with it this morning. If you're in sin, the Lord wants you to stand up this morning. If there's areas in your home life, in your relationships with people that you've just kind of started settling for this low place, the Lord's wanting you to elevate. He's saying, get up. Rise up. If there's areas spiritually this morning that you've been struggling with, the Lord is saying, rise up. I want to do a work in your life. If the Lord has called you to something and you haven't quite submitted yet, and He has something He wants you to do, He's saying to you, as He said to Paul, stand on your feet. I have a purpose for you. So many times Jesus gives us the call to rise up, to get up. So my question then as we conclude, do you hear Him this morning? Are you listening? Areas of the Lord saying, I want you to rise up. When you rise up, you will impact other people. When you rise up, you'll impact. So when are we supposed to rise? Have you considered that? When? If not now, if not this morning, when are you going to rise up? You want to change in your life spiritually? If you don't do it right now, when are you going to do it? Is there going to be a more convenient time? I want to give an invitation this morning. If there's someone that's not saved this morning, and you've just been going along, if you will not rise up this morning, when is it going to happen? If you're struggling and there's places spiritually and you love the Lord and you're saved, but yet there's some areas that you haven't had victory, are you willing this morning to rise up and say, Lord, now I hear the call of God. I need your help. I'm putting out my hand, Lord. I need your help. If there's problems in relationships, when is it going to get better? Well, we'll just wait it out. As it goes downhill, say, Lord, I want to rise up. I need your help. I'm going to let pride go out the window this morning. Not going to worry about what anybody else thinks of me. Or maybe you've been living close to God and the Spirit of the Lord this morning is calling you and said, I have a job for you. And inside you're like, I don't want to do that. In the flesh, you're recoiling. I don't want to do that. And the Lord is calling you to something. Will you rise and say, Lord, I'll respond to the call of God this morning. So as we rise, would you stand this morning? As we sing a song, this covers every area of life. May the Lord help our pride and what anybody thinks. Just lay that down this morning. And if the Lord has talked to your heart and He's calling you to rise up, I want to encourage you to come and seek the Lord, because you will find the power of the Lord will meet you at this altar of prayer. We might have a number.